Georgia Southern dominates Carver 92-27. Eagles shoot 59% from the field, and it's the lowest point total allowed by Georgia Southern since December of 1947, improving to 4-2 on the year, heading to Florida this weekend, taking on FIU on Saturday down at the Ocean Bank Convocation Center. And then on Sunday, play this Carver team again. Fort Lauderdale bounced from that multi-team event, so Georgia Southern plays Carver again. That'll be Sunday, 7 p.m. from Miami, and then next Tuesday, Eagles head to Fort Myers, Florida, to battle Florida Gulf Coast. That's another 7 o'clock tip, and you can hear it all right here on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Our players of the game joining us now. First up, junior college transfer Kamari Brown, one of three Eagles in double figures, 10 points, tying a season high with two steals and 21 minutes of action. This game got out of hand pretty early. How did you guys stay locked in to have the defensive effort that you did?
Our coach just preached to us and just play each game hard. And he wanted us to lock in really defensively this game and continue after two losses and go ahead and bounce back and stay to our principles.
What specifically did you guys have to focus on defensively?
Making sure we just give effort, second chances, make sure we keep them on the side, things like that.
Got your shot going a little bit tonight. Overall, 4 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from three. I know you've been struggling with that the last couple of games. Just to see the ball go through the rim, how good did that feel?
It felt good. It felt good. Like a relief.
The one bucket you made, you defied some gravity by going high through the lane for that dunk early in the first half. I think at that point, Georgia Southern was in the middle of that 12-0 run. It was 11-2 at that point. I know you got the 46 vert. I know you almost broke the measuring device back during the summer. But when you're jumping that high to finish like you do, what goes through your mind?
Just make sure I finish it so I don't get taken out of the game.
Do you remember your best dunk?
Ever?
Yeah.
Probably.
I can't ask you about this year. We've only played 6 games.
Yeah, probably. I did a 360 last year.
360?
Yes, right. Sir.
You going to pull that out at some point this year?
Yeah, I probably will.
Are going to Florida this weekend. We know that it's going to be 3 games in 4 days after just finishing up 3 games in 5 days. What do you guys learn about this that can help prepare you for that?
Just basically stay to our principles. You know, 3 games in 4 days, that's pretty tough.
That's a lot.
So we have to take care of our bodies too. So he said in the locker room, after the game, make sure everybody gets treatment and make sure we get our bodies right for that.
Are you ever been to Miami?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Well, what's going on in Miami? What should we be ready for?
The palm trees.
Kamari Brown finishes with 10 points, 2 steals, 4 of 5 from the field. Great job tonight. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right, David Avidi is going to join us in just a moment. He ends up leading Georgia Southern tonight with 12 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3, which included an and-one 4-point play, career-high 6 rebounds in 25 minutes of action for the former state champion at Buford High School. David is nice enough to put the headset on. I had to imagine that felt pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I felt good to get out here after that, you know, the tough loss. But, it's good to be back out here.
We just talked with Kamari about all the defense holding Carver to 27 total points. But everybody that played tonight scored. You guys had 13 guys get in. All 13 guys scored. You, of course, led the way with 12. It just seems to speak even more to how you can't really key on one guy if you're an opposing defense. You got to be able to account for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a lot of dudes that can score the ball. And, even with 3 people out right now that are even, some of our top 3 scorers. And, we're dangerous offensively, and we just got to keep working defensively.
When you've got 3 guys that are injured, do you find yourself trying to do more to make up for what they did, or you just have to be a better version of yourself?
We just run our motion, run our offense, and, we don't really care who scores, and it's more of just whoever's open is going to knock down the shot, and we have confidence in them. And it really doesn't even matter who's on the floor. We know that, we have confidence in everybody.
All right, tell me about the 4-point play.
It hurt. It hurt my back. But
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
And I thought I had airballed it. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was a miss. But it went in.
Why would you have thought you airballed that?
I really did. I couldn't see the ball. And then when he hit me, I was like, well, that's not going to go in. and then I looked, and it was in the net. I was like, all right.
All right, your family's here. Who do we have tonight?
We got Sarah, my sister.
I'm going to guess that's those who's waving at us.
Yeah,
okay.
My dad, my grandpa over there, Ohio State fan. It's ridiculous if they go to the playoff.
You know they're going to.
Games.
You know
they're 4 games and you go to the playoff.
Well, it's going to be 6 after this weekend.
My girlfriend, yeah.
Now, after the 3-pointer, I know you had to make the free throw because your dad was an outstanding free throw shooter, so to complete that had to feel even better.
It did because the whole time I'm thinking, Danny Reed's got to say something. Danny Reed's going to say
something.
What
about the free? We've talked about that quite a bit.
Yes, I made sure to knock it in.
All right, this weekend, we talked about this with Kamari. It's 3 games in 4 days in the state of Florida. You just finished up 3-5. So with that experience under your belt and having a chance to learn from that, how do you apply that against FIU, this Carver team again, and then Florida Gulf Coast?
It's a lot about getting in the training room. You know, that's, you know, we can come out every day and work on our defense, work on our offense. But if our body's not right, then, you know, we're not going to be too good out there. So it's all about getting in the training room, getting ice baths, all that kind
of
stuff.
You know, we've got the picture of you right in front of us, of you laying down after the made three and the foul. You look like you're about to sit up like the Undertaker did. At least you did to go make the free throw, so that was good.
He got all the pictures of it. Dude.
Okay,
awesome.
At what point did you realize that you had made the three?
When I put my head back. Because okay. That's when I said, oh, that hurt my back. Like,
where do you think this team is after losing not just two straight, but one at the buzzer, and then to come back and play like this, especially on defense?
You know, we're really, you know, after those two losses, most teams would feel kind of down, you know, about losing a close one like that. But, you know, we've only been together for 6 games now.
Yeah.
And so to play against Mercer, who is a team that's been together for a while, and to play them to one point and really have an opportunity to win, we felt really confident coming out of that. We had our heads held high, and, you know, we were thinking very highly of ourselves after that.
Good having you up here. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's David Vitti and Kamari Brown, our players of the game, too.